I was in sixth grade when I curled Stephanie Combs' hair around my colored pencils in English class. My teacher, Mrs. Ward, tapped me on the shoulder with her orange fingernails. "Come with me," she hissed, and pulled me into the hallway. "You have to stop touching that girl's hair. I'm beginning to worry you're a lesbian." She sent a note home that day, carefully tucked in an envelope with the inscription, "A private matter for Mrs., not Mr. Hayward, to discuss with Nin." "Heavens," my mother said, "all little girls are lesbians." She tossed the note in the garbage. "Were you a lesbian?" I asked. "I was a little lesbian," she said. "I had crushes on girls, but I wasn't really lesbian." "How do you know?" I asked. She shrugged. "It's just like the heifers. They start humping each other in the springtime." "Cows are lesbians?" I asked. "It's genetic," she shrugged. "Some of us get more of the lesbian and some less. Time will tell how much of the lesbian you possess." "How will it tell?" My mother sighed, her silver blue glasses sliding down her nose. "If you are in your 20s and you still want to play with Stephanie's hair, well then, you're a lesbian." "Not a hairdresser?" My mother stared at me blankly. "I do hope you're not a hairdresser."